joyful God, let me in on the joke, would you? The cross is foolishness, and so often I find myself banging my head against it, or worse, wielding it as a weapon against others. Take me to the foot of your cross and hold me in your arms. It is the only place I am truly found. It's where my voice becomes the clearest, because you and the foolishness of the cross find life in me there, new life. It's where I can laugh and cry at the same time. It's where I know your truth for my life and the life of the world. I find my footing there, even though I'm flat on my face. It's where you snap me back into myself with startling joy and hope. You make me, me, because you are you. Thank you for saving me from my efforts to think myself into your love. There's no joke there. Thank you for saving me from thinking I can save myself or my family and friends or the people I'm called to serve. That's the opposite of a joke. You, God, only you can get me out of my head and back into the world you so love. So send me into it, laughing, letting me in on the joke even for just a few minutes. Locate me in the midst of your people with your words of life from death, peace from suffering, hope out of hopelessness. Laughter out of my density and not getting the joke. Your good news makes no sense, and it is the reason I get out of bed and show up on a Sunday morning. Oh, thank you for making me who I am. Bring laughter and joy to my family today. Help me join in that joyful sound with them. And for my colleagues, fill them with your joy and hope, no matter their situation. Remind them that they too are included in this grand mystery, this long-form joke of your love for a world gone mad, because it's just who you are. And especially as Thanksgiving approaches, I pray for those who are in fresh grief. For Becca Krogstad, as she grieves the death of her mom, and for Scott Richards, grieving the death of his dad. I pray for other CGPers who are in need of your healing, for Dale Degner and the moving target of his cancer. Bring him even a moment of peace. Get him out of his head as he waits for what's next in treatment. For Ben Hilding, for strength and immunity, and for your wisdom and strength as he heads back to work soon. And for Nissa Peterson, as she and her family continue to ride the roller coaster of changing and declining health, for her Grandpa Roger, and for the complexity of family decision making. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. I can look so weak in this world. So spur on my laughter as I rejoice in the promise you make in the cross and the crucified Christ. Amen. Okay, dear friends, breathe in and breathe out. Give even the smallest smile to yourself. Don't lose heart. Don't be afraid. God is with you.